Hey, friends, you might hear some kind of weird, sort of funny, silly sound effects in this episode.
Yeah, we're trying something new. We are going to break the podcast down into some reoccurring segments.
So let us know if you like the new changes and hope you enjoy the episode.
Welcome to Kathleen Can Do It, the DIY podcast celebrating the fun and fails of doing it yourself. I'm Kathleen Martin.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney.
And we're just two Kathleens who are painting their window casing and trim this week.
And in this episode, we're discussing the trend of painting your baseboards and your molding the same color as your wall.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is very controversial.
Is it?
Yes, Kathleen. I know you and I are a little bit more explorative, I think, than like the average everyday homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I really are leaning into this trend of doing your baseboard and your crown molding in your wall all the same color. But we got a post. Someone posted in our Facebook group this week. Michelle wrote, question for the group. I am painting my bedroom and I am unsure if I should paint my baseboards the same color as the walls or if I should just paint them in white. Same for the ceiling. Should I do it white or should I do this natural linen color? I am at a loss. The room I'm talking about is a ground level basement floor, which does get a lot of light.
Yeah, this is a great question. And I think it's something people are starting to think more about.
And we did a whole bunch of research and we're going to get to that later. But first,
what you working on?
What's on your list of DIY things to get done this week?
All right. This week, you and I are tackling a 5% challenge, which is awesome. I think we all need it. I mean, both of us have projects that are more like 80% done, 50 to 80% done.
But like so many times you decorate a room, you paint it, you get all the furniture in there. And there's like that 5% that you just are like, nah, I'll get to it eventually.
So many things that you just kind of stop seeing them.
Yeah.
So it was a good way to have a fresh perspective on a room, looking at my kitchen. And I realized every time I walk in the side door, it's a little bit lower, that I did not paint the underside of my kitchen cabinet.
Oh, that's a good one. I feel like a lot of people don't think about that space because when are you ever laying on the floor looking upwards at your cabinets?
Yeah, only a few times.
Yeah.
So the cabinets are blue. Underside is a brown wood tone.
Yeah.
So I want to do that. And then like I got epoxy on the cabinet. Remember when we epoxied a few weeks ago?
You got to sand that off. And
I want to try to scrape that off.
Yeah, yeah.
And I need to replace two outlets. One doesn't work.
Oh.
One I just painted white. It was cream.
Because it doesn't work. No electricity flows through it.
Yeah. So I need to pull that out and actually rewire it. And the other one works, but it's also just an old, outdated outlet. So I'm going to replace those with a gold.
Oh, what kind of gold are you using?
A brush brass.
Oh, do you have a brand you could recommend to us?
I do. It's called Top Greener on Amazon.
Oh, I feel like I've been seeing, they must be working with a bunch of content creators now because I've been seeing it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a lot of cool finishes and ones, I got ones that have the USB plug right into it.
Oh, so smart.
Yeah, so good for your phone, things like that.
Oh, I'm going to have to check it out for myself.
So I'm trying to tick off little different projects in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And just feel good about getting those done. What about you?
Oh, so I'm also working in my kitchen. I'm starting to paint my cabinets this week.
Yes.
I have been talking about this forever. I'm finally doing it. I feel like, I don't know why, but I feel like dormant in the winter in terms of like what I'm doing DIY. Mm-hmm. I do most of my planning in the winter and then most of my DIYing in the spring and summer.
Yeah, the sun gives you energy.
It's like I'm a bear. I'm like, I can only just like do a very finite amount in the winter and then in the spring and the summer, I'm like, the days are longer. I have all day to finish this project.
Yeah.
So I'm finally doing it. Last fall, I stripped, I sanded everything. I did all the prepping. And so Claire Paint's Matcha Green is going on my cabinets. I've been pinning so many pictures of colorful kitchens. Mm-hmm. And every time I feel scared where I'm like, I've made a bad decision.
Yeah.
I go back. I look at all of my saved images and I'm like, I can do this.
You can do it. Yeah. It's going to be great. That is exactly a green color that I was thinking for my kitchen too.
Oh, okay. So just like talking about the 5% for a second.
Mm-hmm.
We had guests staying for like 5 days.
Wow.
And in my guest room, I decided to just change the position of my pullout sofa a little bit. And so I pushed it all the way to the corner of the room and I didn't paint the trim behind the couch.
Oh no.
And I mean, like, it was family, so I wasn't embarrassed, but it was just like little 5% things like that. And I'm like, why in the world didn't I just do it when I had the paint out and all the supplies and stuff like that?
Story of my life. I'm like, yeah, just hide it with the couch. No one will ever see until you move the couch.
Oh no, big fail.
Okay, Kathleen, our new topic, big fail.
Yeah.
Do you have a big fail this week?
Okay. I try to do my best in terms of sustainability. Mm-hmm. I feel like sustainability is something that we talk about on this podcast a lot. And so last summer, I started composting.
Yeah.
My compost, my mom's compost, goes into the same compost plastic bin in her backyard. And I neglected it for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And the thing with a compost pile that some people just have like a part of their backyard where they toss all the scraps, whatever. That's what you and Brian have, yeah, right? So, and does Brian like ever go out and like shovel it? Because you're supposed to like turn it over.
To like aerate it.
Yeah. So it's easier to aerate it when it's not in a closed container, but I have all of my stuff in a closed container because we have animal problems. And I neglected it for a couple of weeks and I opened up the compost bin because I planted some seedlings this weekend and it turned into like really wet sludge.
Barf.
Like it was going to turn into a jelly monster and come out and be like, I'm going to decompose you next.
Oh my God.
I have to come up with a better system. Compost isn't supposed to smell so bad. It makes you barf. And I was turning it and I had to walk away. I started gagging. I almost threw up. That's my big fail. Ew. I need to pay more close attention to my compost pile and give it things like brown paper bags from shopping, cardboard that doesn't have print on it, because brown materials like brown leaves, brown cardboard, they have nitrogen in them and that keeps the compost from getting really sludgy.
Ugh. Yeah, I know Brian doesn't use one of those compost tumblers. He says it gets really yucky in there and you can get like maggots and stuff. But yeah, we're lucky that it's just kind of in the yard. So it's not my territory.
Yeah. Some people will just build a wooden box and then throw their compost in the box so there's never a lid on it.
Right.
Which is something else I need to think about. But yeah, my big fail is neglecting my compost pile. Did you have a big fail this week?
I did. So I said on Instagram that I love really expensive things, right? I aspire to that.
Don't we all do?
But I love free things as well.
Yeah.
So I recommend joining your local buy nothing group.
Yes.
People just say I'm either gifting or I'm asking. So I asked for an outdoor umbrella.
Yeah.
And someone said, yeah, I have one.
No way.
Come pick it up. And they can be cheap to expensive, like $50 to all the way up to whatever, sky's the limit.
Yeah.
And I drove all the way like 20 minutes to this house, picked it up. It had this marble base so heavy.
Oh my
God. Home, realized it did not have the pole in the center.
No.
So I had to drive all the way back, got the pole. And it's great. It's nice. It's a nice thick material. It even tilts, you know, so like if the sun's in a certain direction.
You got a nice one.
Yeah, it's really nice, but it's brown.
Yeah.
So I was like, no problem. I'm going to dye it. So I bought synthetic RIT dye.
Yes.
So I'm like, there's no way this is a cotton. It's going to be some type of blend.
Yeah.
Let me get the right kind.
Uh-huh.
And I got racing stripe red. And I thought it was going to be like a nice bright red, but maybe a little bit more maroonish or a little deeper since the base color was brown.
That makes sense. And I think actually synthetic dye is like a new product from RIT, which is really exciting because natural dyes, like the dye that they had before, didn't always really stick to the synthetic materials.
Right. So I thought I was doing it right. Now, I don't know how you're supposed to dye larger pieces of fabric. I know you can do it in your washing machine. Don't want to do that.
Yeah.
It's brand new. God forbid I end up staining all our future clothes.
Yeah.
Don't want to do it in the bathtub. Don't want to stain that. Our bathtub is plastic.
Yeah.
I did it in a cooler.
Okay.
So I was like, it's a little bit big. But they say you should have the temperature close to boiling.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of pots of water.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you're supposed to maintain that heat because you can die right on the stove in the pot.
Yeah, if the item that you're dying is small enough.
Yeah, but it wasn't. So I'm pouring soup pots of water into the cooler, trying to get it deep enough to submerge this cover.
Did the cooler start to melt?
No. I'm putting bricks on it to try to keep it under.
Oh, I see.
I have my big dishwashing gloves on, putting my hands in there and burning myself. Oof. Like, it's so hot.
You should use the barbecue tongs.
I should have. Anyway, I pour in the dye. And as I'm mixing it, I'm like, this doesn't seem like it's working, but it's not a lot of time. I put it in there for 60 minutes. It came out exactly the same.
No.
Not an ounce of dye transferred to that, except for the stitching.
So maybe they really mean it when they say you need to keep it over a heat source.
No. We want to know what I think it is.
What?
I looked up the brand. It's like a $400 umbrella.
Oh, my God.
I'm guessing. I didn't look. I didn't want to look.
Yeah.
Because it'd be a great ad for them. I'm guessing it's like a Sunbrella. Performance fabric, stain resistant.
Literally something that you cannot dye.
Something you can't stain. So I was like, holy effing shit. Like, this is the best ad ever. If you can dip a fabric into dye for 30 minutes and have it come out exactly the same.
Yeah.
It was so much trouble for zero end result. And then I'm like trying to hose it off. And then I put it back on the stand and the umbrella is just completely wrinkled now. So it's just like this withered grape version. Just like, I'm sad.
What if, do you think you can paint it with fabric?
I thought about that. Like maybe I could water down paint and put it in my paint sprayer. I don't know. Brown's not the end of the world, but it just felt like a big old fail.
No, sometimes brown is the end of the world.
This is also true.
Okay, let's get down to the brass tacks.
Yes.
The nuts and bolts.
We are going to call this design time. Jing, 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 jing.
Design time.
Let's talk about contrasting trim.
Mm-hmm. I am into it.
Contrasting or same monochromatic trim.
Monochromatic. So basically the websites are saying white trim is out. How do you feel about this?
I'm 100% for white trim, never coming back again.
My whole house is white trim.
No, and I have white trim in my house too. But I am, so talk about the last 5%. Like my bedroom is 95% done. And I'm going to paint the trim and the window casings and in clear paint. Oh, by the way, Kathleen and I on our socials are both working with clear paint. This episode is not sponsored by them. I am going to do the trim in my bedroom because I love this look. Mm-hmm. I'm doing Goodnight Moon in my bedroom, which is like this really dark, very moody, like if navy blue had depression.
You always give the most ridiculous color descriptions.
Or if like navy blue was on a midnight hike in the Appalachian Forest. Is there an Appalachian Forest on the Appalachian Trail in December? Like really dark. Mm-hmm. And I just love the look of wallpaper, like a really bold printed wallpaper with a white base that has color on top of it. And then a really dark contrasting trim.
That's exactly the look I'm going for in my kitchen.
Yeah. So what color are you doing in your kitchen?
So I am doing Claire Good Jeans.
Oh, you picked a good color.
Let me try to come up with a Kathleen H description. It is like a baby blue that is wearing a gray cardigan.
It is. It's a good one. It's a good
mixed with teal. I don't know. It's a grayed out blue, but there's a little bit of a green tone to it. Like if you look at the website, they have some examples from different people that used it and they must have edited the photo because some of them look really teal.
Yeah.
But I got their sticky color swatch.
Yeah.
I put it right on my cabinets to see how I felt because I'm looking for a slightly darker version of my cabinets.
Mm.
And I hope this will work.
Yeah.
And I want to do that. So my window casing, the sliding door casing, and the baseboard.
Yeah.
And then I've been looking for wallpaper, same thing. I want a white ground, but a blue print.
blue pattern with the blue trim. Yeah, good jeans is like if Slate Blue got dressed up and went to church for Easter. You know?
I don't know how you come up with that.
Like a hint of it's pastel season, but typically like sort of moody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It literally does look like a pair of good jeans, which is why they probably named it that. By the way, love Claire Paint because they are a female owned business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Claire was like the first big millennial paint company to start sending paint to your house.
Yeah. It is really handy because we could talk about local places, but you listen to us all over the world, actually.
Yeah.
So Claire is a good option. Do you know if they ship internationally? That I don't know.
I don't know, but I've been buying Claire Paint for like 2 years now.
Yeah.
Getting shipped to my house. And I thought that it was going to be like a mess and it would show up and it would have spilled. But they pack those boxes really tight. Okay. You're doing sort of a monochromatic look with like a very slight color differentiation.
It's going to be, I think, really cool.
I think you made the right decision, not doing the same exact color as the cabinets, for sure. Here's why I like the monochromatic look, because I think it makes your walls look taller than they are.
Hmm.
I think that in some instances where you really want to change out your baseboard, but you don't have the budget for it and you think it's like kind of ugly, it just sort of blends it into the wall.
Right.
I also think that if you have really nice floors, it highlights the floor.
Right.
In my mom's house, when we were redoing her house 2 summers ago, I was fully prepared to get down on my hands and knees and paint all of the baseboard in her house. And her contractor laughed in my face. And he's like, why would anybody do that? And I'm like, well, because we want it to be like a different color, blah, blah, blah. He's like, we're getting new stuff. And he priced it out. And I was like, you're right. It is definitely worth sometimes to get new stuff than it is to spend so many hours on your hands and knees. Have you ever painted trim, like floorboard trim before?
Well, I'm laughing because I know that from firsthand. We had really old casings on the window that had so much paint that was really cracked and bad.
Yeah.
Took it off, tried to refinish it for literal hours.
Yeah.
Looked like garbage.
Yeah.
And ended up buying new. And the amount of time wasted trying to refinish was absolutely not worth it because the casing is not ornate in my home.
Yeah.
It's a flat board. It's just like really simple. So, and the baseboards in my home look horrible too. They're actually very nice. They're probably like 7 inches tall with some details, but so lumpy. Bumpy.
Yeah.
So it depends. Like for that, I will go on my hands and knees and crawl because my home is small.
Yeah.
And there's not that much. And like the cost benefit right now of replacing it, just don't have the money.
Yeah.
But in a perfect world, I would buy it all new, spray it outside.
Yeah.
And install it.
With your Graco sprayer.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 3 years ago, I bought a Wagner sprayer.
Mm-hmm.
I have never used it.
Kathleen, my Graco sprayer, it's the 360 dual speed.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the big, it's all in your hand. Like some of them have the separate machine.
Yeah, you have to attach it to a compressor.
This thing has changed my life.
I know. Every time you use it, you send me a text message with like, oh, I'm painting this thing and it was done in a minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah. So for the trim, I thought maybe I could spray it inside if I prepped really well, which I'm not good at. So I texted Brian, my husband, and I was like, I think I'm going to spray the trim. And he's like, that sounds bad. That sounds like more of an outside job.
He didn't trust you to use the sprayer inside.
No, and he was probably right.
I see on so many accounts on Instagram, DIY accounts, people using sprayers inside.
I know.
They paint their walls with sprayers.
Why can't I be trusted?
I know. They paint their cabinets with sprayers inside, but every inch of your house needs to be taped off with plastic.
I want to spray everything. The finish I get when I use that is 1,000 times better
than a paintbrush.
To the point where you're like, how have I lived without this?
So the trim in my husband's office.
Mm-hmm.
When we moved in, I had like a month before the furniture was coming, you know, like we overlapped our rental and our new apartment that we bought. And in his office, because he was very like,
why do you have to paint the house? This is going to take you forever. I mean, he's not wrong. We've still lived there for 2 years. I haven't painted everything.
Neil, why don't you paint the house? Yeah, you can paint it with me.
No, you know what the thing is that I don't like his painting technique, so I don't let him do it with me because he's sloppy. So I was like, I'm going to get his office done so he can get set up and I don't have to hear it from him. I spent so much time sanding and repairing the baseboard in his room, and it was 100% not worth it.
Do you mean you wish that you would have replaced it?
No, no, no. That wasn't in our budget when we moved. I mean, it's still not in our budget. I'm saying that like the attention to detail that I paid trying to make everything look perfect was hours wasted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I get that totally.
I just would have done it much more quickly if I could do it again. And I actually used a clear paint on the trim in his office, semi-gloss, which is not as glossy as typical semi-gloss. And I think I've called it this on this podcast before. It's like photoshopping for your trim. I used the color called Snow Day, which is their most neutral white. Going back, I would not have spent all of the time sanding and stripping and filling in all of like the little bumps with wood filler and then sanding it down again, because it ends up 99% of the trim, you don't even see it.
Right.
And I would have done it the same color as the wall in the same paint that I was painting the wall, because I don't want to have to buy a separate can of semi-gloss. I'm doing a matte polyurethane over it to protect it.
After the fact.
After the fact.
Right.
Some people will buy a color for the wall, same color and semi-gloss, and then do the trim like that. Honestly, not having to do the taping and just painting from the wall all the way down to the trim, I think is so, so worth it.
Yeah. Let me know how that poly goes on top. I'm interested about that.
I mean, in matte poly, you still get that matte look if that's what you're going for, or you can do like a shiny poly and you get like a little bit of a sheen contrast, which is a cool look too. But I am all for that same color, top of your crown molding all the way down to your floorboard.
I agree. The question is, I love that look. I think it looks very expensive, especially if you have box molding, shadow boxes, all those things.
Yeah, it looks very high end.
Yeah. So I think you can successfully do crown if you have it. Like, I don't have any crown, but if you have crown molding, wall, baseboard, one color. And I think you can still leave the ceiling white or cream, or instances where it's all one color. I think that's very hard for people to commit to.
Yeah.
But I think that's an instance where leaving it white can be totally fine.
Oh, yeah. Most of the ceilings in my apartment are white. Will I change them eventually? Yes, but it's the last 5%.
So true.
So back to the question that I read from a listener at the top of the podcast from Michelle. She's painting a bedroom. She's not sure if she should paint the trim the same color as the wall. Should she do it white?
The color Michelle is suggesting is, it's a crazy name, Quixotic Plum. It's like a very deep, rich, I would say blue color, but kind of like grayed out.
Yeah, with a touch of purple in there.
I would say walls, trim, base, crown, if you have it. And she has a very nice natural linen, creamy white. I would put that on the ceiling.
Absolutely.
That will look great. Here's the thing. Depends on how much time you want to put into it.
Yeah.
The casing, it's probably already white, right? So paint the walls and then you know what it looks like.
Yeah.
And then decide if you want to take it a step further. And or if it's wood, you can start with white, like a white primer would give you an idea.
Yeah.
And then you can decide whether you want to make it the wall color.
So when we were redoing the trim in my mom's house, she wanted to go with a traditional white. And I was trying to convince her to do like a really deep color. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm not having it. And I was like, okay, well, we're not doing white. I'm putting my foot down. And so we did like a dark stony grayish. And her walls are sort of like a pale, sort of like a pale mint. And the look together, the dark grayish and the pale mint, it is incredible.
So to do a little research for this episode, we were going through the popular design magazines and seeing what they were showing.
We looked through HGTV magazine,
Elle Decor.
And Architectural Digest. Almost every room that we saw in those publications, the trim on the baseboard matched the walls.
It's the future. It's showing up everywhere.
What we didn't see a lot of, and I'm actually surprised, is bright contrasting trim.
Yeah, you're right. We didn't see that.
Because that's something I'm into too. But Home and Gardens magazine, or is it Better Home and Gardens? They wrote online in an article about trim that it's easier to go crazy contrasting color trim in a bedroom mm-hmm. or in a room that's not like an open room, because in the main living area of your house, the trim should be all the same.
Disagree.
No more white trim. Only grayish trim. Grayish. If you have to go light, go grayish.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I have all white walls, so I have white trim. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm torn.
Go grayish, Kathleen. No white trim ever. I will fight you.
I'll fight you too.
So in my living room this week, I'm also painting my window casings.
Ooh.
Because I have really tall windows, not floor to ceiling, mm-hmm. bigger than average windows. And I'm painting them Deep Dive by Claire.
Ooh, what does it look like?
It's like Deep Dive looks like a turquoise that got a makeover because they have been a princess this whole time and their grandmother is Julie Andrews. And so they just need like a more polished, sophisticated look. So it's like dark turquoise with hints of green and black in it.
Yeah, exactly. That makes perfect sense.
So I'm just going to paint my casings this like crazy dark turquoise teal color. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that the color will pull from my countertops in mm-hmm. my kitchen because they're kind of dark black and blue.
Yeah.
And I kind of don't have a plan. I'm just obsessed with making my living room not look like an Easter egg of pastels threw up on it.
You and I have been arguing about this. Kathleen is obsessed with making her living room less pastel. Meanwhile, she likes it.
I mean, I think they're easy for me. I just find pastels easy to decorate with, but like I'm trying to get myself out of my comfort zone. So I don't know. How do you feel? What if I never paint anything else in the room with any of this other color? Can I just have a focal window casing?
Maybe. You'll never know until you try. And it's just paint, and you can paint over it if you don't like it.
If you had to pick any two Claire paint colors, like a wild combination, like one for the wall and one for the trim, what would you pick?
Okay, this is totally on the spot with truly no prep. Kathleen just said this out of nowhere. I could pick something like Good as Gold, which is like a mustardy, rich golden yellow.
Yeah.
And what if you did that? And what if you did like the trim and Meet Cute, which is like this grayed out pink?
Love that combination.
That'd be interesting. It'd be really intense. And I think it could be really cool. Put some leopard print in there. Woo!
Oh, yeah. Okay. What if you did pink sky on the wall and vintage trim? So pink sky is like if mauve and bubblegum had a baby and added a touch of brown, and then vintage is like a dark ox bloody reddy purple.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Those look very good together. That would be very interesting. Okay. Speaking of white trim versus colored trim, we have an amazing social shout out that makes me want to pray at the altar of her design. So weird. It is at Charlotte Lucas.
Well, now I'm eating my words, because in this amazing picture of her living room, she's got white trim.
She has examples of this one room. It's an office. It has this amazing blue green wallpaper, just like really complex, with a very rich, almost royal blue trim. It's shiny, but it's contrasting with the white ceiling. Looks amazing.
Oh, it really does. And she did like a natural wood bamboo shade mm-hmm. on the windows. So you just have like white ceiling, funky trim, really cool wallpaper. This is a perfect example of amazing textures, colors, and patterns coming together.
But then she has other examples, like this kitchen I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. That looks like a very, would you say that wall is a blue, or do you think it's lighting and it's white?
I think that it is a very pale purpley gray that almost, it's basically white with a touch of purpley gray.
But she kept the crown molding and the casing white. And there's so much interest in the room. To me, it looks classic and I'm into it.
Okay. I guess I have to take back what I said about white trim. It's just that I want people to expand what they're comfortable with. I just think that color trim is like a trend that, I don't know. Do you think it'll last forever? Do you think in 5 years from now, we'll be like, what the hell are we thinking with all of this colored contrasting trim?
Probably, but at least it's just paint. Look at this example. It's this dining room. It's a peach colored wall.
Yeah.
and the trim and the casing are all the same, but then it's the same color as the ceiling in a gloss.
See, that's what I mean about even if it's going to be the same color, then do it in a different finish.
Kathleen, you literally just talked for 5 minutes about how you don't want to do it in a different finish and how you're going to paint your wall right to your baseboard all in the same paint.
Yeah, but then you put, then I do a layer of the poly over it on the baseboard to protect it.
But you said that was going to be matte.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could be shiny if you want it to be shiny. Kathleen.
How dare you call out examples contradicting the things I said previously.
How dare you find my faults and call me on it?
Tell everybody about them. No, we all have faults. So definitely, if you want to be blown away by use of color, pattern, and just amazing attention to detail, definitely follow at Charlotte Lucas.
And you can head over to KathleenCanDoIt.com/Claire, C-L-A-R-E, to check out some of our very favorite colors from the Claire Paint Collection and some of our sort of wacky but also really cool combinations for wall color and trim.
Make sure you head to Facebook and join our Facebook group. Search for Kathleen Can Do It DIY and Design Group. You can see what happens with Michelle's walls. Hopefully she'll give us an update.
If you want to follow this podcast, you can do so at Kathleen Can Do It on everything. And me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
You can follow me, Kathleen Murren, at Create a Colorful Life.
And if you need any help with any DIY conundrums that you have going on in your life right now, since it is kitten season and DIY season.
What?
Yeah, it's cat season. There are like so many kittens being caught right now. All the moms are giving birth.
Okay.
Send us an email, hello@KathleenCanDoIt.com.
You can leave us a voicemail. We got a lovely one last week. Our number is 201-378-3378.
And don't forget, if Kathleen can do it, you can do it too.